I thought stepping into this role would be simple, that I would just help guide Simba and everything would be fine. But it wasn't. The pressure of raising him, of teaching him everything he needed to know, was heavy. I was never supposed to be the one responsible for the kingdom's future. That was always Mufasa's job. There were times when I questioned myself, wondering if I was doing the right thing. I would look at Simba, so full of potential, but also full of doubt. And I knew I couldn't fail him. If I did, I would fail Mufasa too. But how could I teach him when I myself struggled with being overlooked, with feeling like I wasn't enough? But I couldn't let him see my struggles. I had to be strong for him, for the pride. I taught him the best I could, showing him the realities of leadership, the balance of power and mercy. It wasn't easy, but I knew it was the only way to prepare him for what lay ahead. Deep down, I hoped that one day he would understand I wasn't trying to take his father's place. I was simply trying to protect him.